what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Welcome back to Drive Time Sports. Talk some high school soccer today. We've talked baseball throughout the week. Gearing up tomorrow, the Emory High School soccer squad. They're going to travel on the road. They'll go to St. George. They'll be there for 3 days. They're going to play three games in 3 days. Very compact schedule. In fact, they only have four non-region games. Three of them will take place this week. Back at the helm, leading the Emory High School soccer squad will be head coach Troy Winter, who is joining us over the phone right now to preview the upcoming season. Coach, as always, it's a pleasure. Thank you again.
Yes, I appreciate it as well, too. It has been a long time, Jordan. Thank you.
Yeah, it went by in a hurry, though. It's gone by in an absolute hurry, that is for sure, Coach. And I know that you guys are preparing for what's going to be a very busy weekend. You'll travel down to St. George, and we'll talk about the weekend schedule for this team in just a moment. But, Coach, first off, the offseason. How did you assess things? How did things go for you over the last few months in preparation for the season?
I do think things have gone pretty well. We've got some kids that have been doing some club ball, through the summer and then into the fall and stuff. And we actually had an indoor league running a little bit. And so we had quite a few attendees to that. So I feel really comfortable and confident with, the amount of kids we had out, and it was giving us a good look and giving us some good opportunities and stuff.
Yeah, well, Coach, every year when you welcome in a new group of kids, another group of kids, it just kind of solidifies even more so your mark on the program, right? I know this year we have a whole new bunch of kids. You and I were talking about some of the kids that you expect to contribute in a major way. A lot of new faces for this program going into this season.
There are. Some new faces coming in, and we're really excited about them. Kids that have come up through the program, that have just been waiting for their time, just like with any sport. They work up through the traveling ranks, and they do travel, sports, and then they get up into that high school and they work in the JV, and then finally they get their time, on the varsity level, and stuff. So it's really exciting. Very, very exciting.
Let's talk about some of the kids that you expect to make a major impact, Coach. Again, as I mentioned, a lot of young kids, a lot of new faces. So who are some that you'll definitely expect to really push this team forward as you guys continue to improve throughout the year?
I think I'm looking forward to seeing how Brendan Johansson, he's going to be a senior this year. He gave us some valuable minutes last year, and I'm looking forward to another year of growth and another year of maturity and stuff. I'm looking forward to seeing what he's going to be able to do for us. And then we've got Brett Olson's going to be back off of injury. Last year he wasn't, quite 100% through the whole season. He's playing a lot better right now, so I'm looking forward to see how, things go with him. We do have one player that's kind of down on injury right now, Jacob Bailing. He was a starter for us last year. Just got a little bit of a knee tweak, and he's going to be out for a few weeks, and stuff right now. So that's going good. And then we've got some younger kids, some 11th graders, some underclassmen, Thomas Johansson, Colton Childs, Alex Noriega, Jesus Ayala. But we're looking forward to seeing how they bring the program up and get us some recognition this year.
You mentioned how the foreign exchange students have played a big role. You and I were talking about that off the cuff. You said it's always great to get some kids in who have played from outside of the country. It's a different dynamic, isn't it, when these kids come here and they play at this level compared to, I don't know their situation outside of the country, but it's maybe a breath of fresh air for the team.
Absolutely. And our team over the last few years has had the opportunity to have, a few exchange students and to see a different style of play, a different possession of the ball, a different mindset, is always very, very refreshing. And then it's also a good gauge, I tell our boys, this all the time as well, too. It's also a good gauge of where our program's at. If we can keep up with some of these exchange students or, foreigners that come in from, the South American, culture of soccer, and we can keep up with them, then our program's growing a little bit. If we're too many steps behind them, then we need to step it up. And these two this year are going to be, I think they're going to be, contribute. They're good soccer players. They have to learn the American way to play soccer, which is a little bit different than, the South American way. But it's been fun thus far, and they've been involved in our fall workouts and stuff. So it was very exciting to watch them grow and learn with the boys as well too. So.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Troy Winter of the Emory High School soccer team. Coach, there's always talk about baseball and softball and how sometimes we're at a big disadvantage not being able to get outside. The weather has to cooperate, especially this time of the year. Baseball season is so short, so compact, but it really doesn't even compare to how short the soccer season is. You guys will begin play this weekend in St. George. The final game of the regular season is April 22nd, and so it really is compact, and I know just looking at the schedule, you'll have some games this weekend against St. George, or in St. George rather, and then next week it's region play on the road against Richfield. It's that compact.
Absolutely, and it's you better be ready. The St. George tournament's always a good eye-opening experience. We play some good teams down there, gets us a little bit of a good gauge. We can get three preseason games in, fairly quick. And then region play, it's here, and then we're going to go face right out of the gate a very good opponent in Richfield, somebody that I think is, going to be tops in the region for sure. So,
yeah, looking at the schedule, Coach, I thought it was interesting. The final regular season game, it's April 22nd against Manti. And so right before the state tournament, especially with the new RPI and the way things work and the changes that we've had to encounter, have a solid game against Manti. It was always a good program.
Absolutely, and it's going to be, it's a game we scheduled, as we talked about it, kind of help us, get ready for that state tournament, because obviously you need to be, firing on all cylinders, and if we can go in and compete with the Manti team, especially on their field, and maybe, be victorious, what a great boost that would be for us going into the playoffs and stuff and winning the state tournament. And that's, what we looked at as the coaching staff. Manti's a quality program. And, that's what we need getting ready, for the state playoffs.
It's going to be interesting to see the way the RPI affects soccer, right? I mean, if we go back to basketball, you play such a very long season. It goes on for a long time. A lot of non-region contests. Soccer, you don't have a lot of non-region contests, Coach. So this is going to be a little bit interesting, isn't it?
It's going to be very interesting. I'm looking forward to seeing how it's going to be going. Thus far with the RPI system, with all the other sports that, I've been watching and keeping an eye on. I like how it's going, and I think it will, it'll be okay, with soccer, but it's going to be very interesting because, like you said, there's very few, non-region contests, that we can schedule with that as well, too, just because of the shortness of the season.
So with that being said, there will be a big emphasis on these region games, and so, Coach, as you take a look at Region 12 front to back, where does it stack up in the 3A classification?
I really honestly feel that, as far as our region, I think it's going to be, Richfield, Carbon, and ourselves. I really honestly feel are probably the top three teams in the region. Now that being said, you never take anything for granted to go down and play Grand. Grand's a very hard team to play in Grand. They've been a sleeper team. They were region champs last year. But just judging from where the programs were last year, and what they've gained and what they've lost, I really think Carbon and Richfield are going to be the tops in the region.
Coach, let's talk about this weekend. St. George, again, you guys will have an opportunity to play three games in 3 days. That's a lot of soccer in a very short period of time. But to that positive, you guys will get some warm weather. What does the competition look like for you guys this weekend?
It's actually going to be really good. We'll actually face two teams that are, a 5A team in Alta and a 4A team in Stansbury, I believe, or 4A. And then Union, which is a 3A team, similar to us in a rural school, kind of be a good gauge, to where we are sitting, as far as the 3A region. I like scheduling hard games. I good teams, because it obviously helps us bring our level up. Our level of expectation, and to watch the boys be able to come up, victorious or with a good fight in hard fought games is always beneficial. Momentum going into the season, whether it's a win or a loss, if we walk out of a game with, a quality team, win or loss, that momentum is going to be carrying us because we know what we want to do and what we want to accomplish for the season.
And I guess win or lose, when you're playing schools that are of a higher classification, that will bode well for you in the RPI.
It should, yeah, absolutely. That's kind of what we've noticed is, thus far and stuff. And so that should help us out. And obviously if we come out, even victorious, that's even better for us. So I like them odds, and I put it to our boys. You know, we go out and we perform. You know, they lace up their boots and put their uniform on the exact same way we do, and it's just a matter of going out there and working hard and fighting hard, and you know, at the end of the day, you know, if we give 110%, you know, we'll know.
Coach, let's end with this. Is the week of practice is pretty much gone as you guys now prepare to head to St. George. What were some of the things that you try to implement last minute, or is there anything at all? Is it pretty run-of-the-mill, or do you try to implement a few new things?
You know, as far as implementing, you know, it's kind of, we're still, you know, just running some set plays, implementing a few set plays and set situations and stuff. Other than that, soccer is a very fluid, fast-moving, fast-paced game, and you know, so there's a lot of situations it's kind of hard to actually implement game plans or game time situation things other than the set plays. So we've actually just been working on conditioning, trying to crispen our touches up and make our touches better, and just understand the importance of whatever each player's role is on the field, whatever position they're playing, which has been a very good week of practice. You know, things are clicking. And it will continue to click and get together just even a little bit more as we move forward.
Well, Coach, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to preview the upcoming season. I'm definitely looking forward to it. Best of luck this weekend in St. George, and hopefully we can catch up again next week and recap what went down.
Absolutely. I'd love to. I'd love to, you know, get the boys out there and get some publicity for them and the soccer program, and I really appreciate everything you do, Jordan, and we're looking forward to the season.
Yeah, I can't wait. Should be a fun one. Coach, again, thank you for the time.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it. You have a good afternoon.
Again, that's Emory coach Troy Winter taking out the time to join us here on Drive Time Sports. We've got a break for just a moment. More coming up when we return. I've got to talk about the New York Knicks situation. Spike Lee, James Dolan, this was a big deal earlier on in the week. I find some humor in it, but to me it's another notch in the belt of the worst owner in professional sports, James Dolan. More coming up here on Drive Time Sports when we return.